Think about the women in your life who have everyday lives, who have made a huge difference to you, and whether they have been your mom, your teacher, your neighbor, somebody who mentored you. I hope you find people, a woman or so, that you could thank it this month because they've made a difference in your life.
Welcome to the Persistence You podcast with Lisbeth, and that's you as in university. But we're much more of a community here. I'm your host, Lisbeth Meredith, author, speaker, and online teacher. Each week, I'll be delivering stories from amazing survivors and strivers, all threaded together with a dose of persistence. So glad you're listening.
Hi, persisters and brothers. It is terrific to be back today. Part of it is because I had that 2-week break. It is so delightful to feel a little more refreshed when we get together. And I just wanted to let you know today will be a brief solo episode. It is the end of March, and I just cannot believe how this month zipped past. How about you? I mean, doesn't it seem like it just started and now it's over? We're almost into April. And I hope for you, as it does for me, that that brings you some happy feelings of more light and better weather and the promise of summer without being in the heat of it all. I am super excited this season. So, speaking of this season, just a quick update. Wanted to let you know what the podcast is up to. We have in the queue coming up very soon. We have D. Orlando Fortune. He goes by Fortune. He's going to be talking to us about the amazing therapeutic benefits of writing. And when he was at a sort of a rock bottom in his own life and discovered how much writing could transport a person. And so we're going to talk about that today. He is a book and writing coach and does a smashing job of helping other people see their own writing projects to fruition. So I look forward to that. We're going to have Merle Yost, also someone who has his own interesting backstory, dealing now as a therapist, largely with people who've dealt with kinds of trauma that he had as a youngster. So I look forward to having Merle on. He's already recorded, but just letting you know what's coming up. I so had a blast yesterday with a new friend, Tiffany Bartel. Tiffany will be the very next guest. So Tiffany is a Chattanoogan such as myself, and she has her own podcast called How Would You Rate Your Pain? She's also in the Podnookan Network like I am. And so yesterday we got to go to Wavelength Studio downtown. And you'll see for the first time on Persistence You with Lisbeth, coming up Wednesday after next, we filmed it in the studio. So there will be, the studio portion where somebody else records and somebody else edited. And it was so much fun. She is interested in how do you rate your pain, because Tiffany's very familiar with pain. And much like myself, in some ways, she came from a family situation that was pretty chaotic and interesting, never dull, and learned early on, frankly, she could go through really rough things, but if she wanted to heal, if she wanted to move forward, it was going to take a lot of work, and that was going to be her work to do. So just getting to see how she and I are alike in my mind, our stories a little bit, but how our paths sort of diverged. Both of us got a graduate degree in psychology. She moving forward beyond that for her doctorate, but she met someone in her life that totally helped. The person that she chose to be with helped her show up as a better version of herself too, and always saw the potential in her. So I just love Tiffany's story, and I think you will also. It is Women's History Month, and I've been doing what I can. It's funny because as I posted the last episode beginning in March, I loved it about breast cancer, male breast cancer, And of course, we've had breast cancer survivors that were women on the podcast before. But I didn't want to take away from the fact that it is Women's History Month. I love Women's History Month. And even in that story, of course, because none of us can accomplish much, like even dealing with what could be a fatal illness without relying on others. I loved that episode because it was largely about one fierce mom and her determination to help her 17-year-old son find support and survive a very unusual diagnosis for men. So hopefully you enjoyed that last week as well, or the last episode rather. And when you think about Women's History Month, I hope you think about the women in your life, not necessarily only famous women, and there are many of them. Watched a great documentary this last couple of weeks on Helen Keller. Actually, I watched two different documentaries, but you know, Helen Keller, who so many years ago, who didn't have sight, didn't have the ability to hear, couldn't speak at first. How did she change the world as someone who had so many strikes against her? It was a great documentary, but when you look around your own personal life, think about the women in your life who have everyday lives, who have made a huge difference to you, and whether they have been your mom, your teacher, your neighbor, somebody who mentored you. I hope you find people, a woman or so, that you could thank it this month because they've made a difference in your life. Think about the women in your life who have everyday lives, who have made a huge difference to you. And whether they have been your mom, your teacher, your neighbor, somebody who mentored you. I hope you find people, a woman or so, that you could thank it this month because they've made a difference in your life. To speak and make a difference in the lives of their clients who are impacted and may be currently victims of domestic abuse. So, what an amazing thing. You know, doesn't have to be someone famous in your life, but there are people all around who are impacting the world for the good, and maybe women in your lives that are definitely worth a thank you. So many people in my life as well, whether it was old school teachers or my old boss, Heather, that we had her on Persistence U last year, my friend Marty's mom, Eleanor, who was like a pseudo mother. For those of us who don't have a strong family of origin when we're growing up, who did you rely on? Was it a foster parent? Was it a social worker? Who was it that helped you become the person you are that you maybe have yet to thank? I do love this month for that reason, just looking around and saying there are people who show up brilliantly every day. They may not be wealthy, they may not be influential in other ways, but they show up and make a huge difference. And it's worth noting, definitely worth noting. I hope you have a fabulous week. And next week, I'll be teaching with, like I said last time, Arielle Curry. She is a book coach here in Chattanooga. We will be teaching memoir and writing the story of your life. So if you're in East Tennessee, don't hesitate to join us at the Chattery. That's where we will be teaching next Tuesday, April the 2nd. And right now, I'm also getting a proposal together, and I have one proposal already submitted for the Tennessee Domestic Violence Caucus coming up in the fall. There is a conference that they're getting speakers ready for. But also, I was asked to prepare a proposal on how do you turn your challenges when you're going through trauma, when you're going through difficult times, how have you turned some of the skills you've learned in those rough, dark seasons into your own superpowers? So if you have a story you want me to tell, go ahead and reach out. You can always find me at lameredith.com, reach out through the contact button. But I love to hear those stories because I'm preparing this conference presentation. It's going to be domestic violence survivor advocates, as well as police officers and other people in helping fields, including some university staff and people who are making a huge difference in their world. But also, there's a lot of pressure on them and a lot of expectation for them to change circumstances that they can't necessarily control. So, how do you work those jobs and not totally burn out? I'm excited about this, kind of fumbling through the presentation request for proposals, but I am looking forward to sharing some of my own experiences and other people's experiences too. So that's what I'm up to. Hope you are doing brilliantly. I will see you week after next on Persistence U with Lisbeth, and we will have Tiffany Bartel. After that, we will have start again having the other guests that you can look forward to in this season five. Please don't forget, I've got a big long backlist, and I love it when I hear from you that the podcast is making a difference. Have a terrific week. I will see you next time. I hope you've enjoyed this week's show. Thank you for listening. If you have enjoyed it, feel free to leave a review. And if you've really, really enjoyed it, go ahead and subscribe. And I'll see you next week.
Proud member of the Podnuga Network.